public service announcement. For those of you who haven't quite yet noticed, especially those of you who are from were in Chutz Laaretz over Pesach, the Kriyas HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael and the Kriyas HaTorah in Chutz Laaretz are out of sync for the next few weeks. Why is that so? Because here in Eretz Yisrael, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which was the last day of Pesach, was a Friday. And the next day, Shabbos, was already not Pesach. And therefore we read Parshat Shmini. That was a week ago. And therefore, yesterday, we read Parshat Tazria Mitzorah. In Chutz Laaretz, Shvi'i Shel Pesach was a Friday. But Shabbos, the next day, was Achron Shel Pesach. So they read the special Kriyas HaTorah of Achron Shel Pesach. Aser Taser. And therefore, they didn't read Tazria Mitzorah until... they didn't read Shmini until yesterday. And therefore, this coming week, they won't be doing Achrei Mos Kedoshim. They're going to be doing Tazria Mitzorah. And it's going to be out of sync for a few more weeks. Eventually, here in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to read Parshat Bahar and Bechukotai as two separate parshiot in two separate weeks. And in Eretz Yisrael, when we're reading Bechukotai, they'll double up and they'll read Bahar and Bechukotai and finally catch up. So if you're out of sync, it's good to get back into sync. You should have noticed already yesterday, assuming you were awake for Kriyas HaTorah, but yesterday we read Tazria Mitzorah here in Eretz Yisrael. And this coming week is another double parsha, Achrei Mos Kedoshim.
Why don't we do it like this week or next week?
The reasons why they sometimes double up and when they don't double up, this is a short time. Sometimes there are certain situations where, because of Shavuos, it can go on for many more weeks. There are certain priorities if you have to have a double parsha, you know, which ones we double up and which are less of a priority. So those that are more priority, we keep together. Those that are less of a priority, so we can, we split them, and in Chutz Laaretz they'll double up.
Which Haftorah do we read?
So, that's a separate question altogether. When Achrei Mos HaKedoshim, it's Machloket Taposkim. Usually, most shuls, they read the Haftorah that's printed after Achrei Mos. Not the one that's printed after Kedoshim, which is usually done. Okay. At the beginning of this week's Parsha, in Parshat Achrei Mos, we read about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim. And the Parsha introduces itself by saying, Daber l'Aron, v'al yavoh b'chol eisel ha-kodesh. Aaron can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants to. He goes in on Yom Kippurim, and there's a whole ceremony that's necessary, right, all sorts of kabanos and halachas that are necessary for him to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippurim. And Rashi says, why is it that he doesn't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim more often? He says, Lefi shegilui shchinati sham. That's where the Shechina is revealed. Yizoyer shelo yargil lavo. And therefore he has to be careful not to come too often. Lehitragel means to do things very often. A bit of a routine. A hergel is a routine. Shelo yitragel lalavo. Why is that? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that routine can be a very good thing. But routine can also be a very dangerous thing. And he says that routine is in essence sometimes the enemy, the arch enemy of a spiritual experience, of spiritual growth. Imagine what it's like when the Kohen Gadol once a year enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He prepares himself for 7 days. He brings all sorts of kabanos which are never brought. It's the one day out of the year. And with that tremendous preparation on Yom HaKippurim, he walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's makdir the ktores. He's zorek the dam. Imagine what it's like for the Kohen Gadol. And imagine if he did it every week. Once a year. But if you do it every week, or once a month, yes, the first time he's excited, the second time he's excited. After a while, it just becomes routine. And that sense of a spiritual experience of ruchnius, of growth in ruchnius, fall by the wayside. And therefore the Torah says, Al Yava B'choleis Al HaKodesh. And we find this in other areas as well. The Navi Yechezkel tells us that when somebody enters in to the Beis HaMikdash and walks into the northern gate, he should exit through the southern gate. And if he walks into the southern gate, he should exit through the northern gate. The way he walks in is not the way he should walk out. Why? Don't want to have a routine. You walk in through the southern gate and you walk out through the southern gate. Yeah, I saw the southern gate. Been there, done that. We don't want the gates of the Beis HaMikdash to be as familiar to you as the entrance to your own home. It should be unique. It should be special. You walked in the south and exit the north. You walked in the north, exit the south. We find that the Kohanim, yet in the time of the Nevi'im of Shmuel and David, were divided into 24 Mishmarot. 24 groups. How often did each Mishmar work? Once every 24 weeks. That's 2 weeks out of the year, approximately. And even in that week that they worked, they often worked only 1 or 2 days. Why? Because we want the Kohanim to have that sense of, this is an amazing experience. But if the Kohanim worked in the Beis HaMikdash every single day, all the time, it's a job. We don't want it to be that way. We have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have a mitzvah to Bizochi Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, once in the morning, once at night. Mantiskas Yom Tseischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayachan. Shkriyat Shema. Ani Hashem Elokecha V'sheo Tseischem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lios Lachem Le'elokim. But if that's all there was about Yitzias Mitzrayim, how many of us would, like, we get so excited about Yitzias Mitzrayim? I said it this morning in Kriyat Shema, I'll say it tonight in Kriyat Shema, I'll say it tomorrow morning in Kriyat Shema, tonight in Kriyat Shema. But once a year we have a Seder. Once a year is dedicated to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And who doesn't get excited and all worked up about the Seder? And even at the Seder, Chazal instituted that the Seder should be run through questions and answers. The halacha is that the Ben is Shoel. And if there's no Ben, somebody else is going to find out. And if for some reason a guy is at a Seder by himself, you know what he has to do before he says Avada Mayinu? He has to ask Manishtana. He has to ask himself. Because we have to be inquisitive. We have to want to search. We want to know the answers. We have to ask the questions. We ask the questions and we're interested in the answers. And that's why there's so many things that we don't want to fall into the routine. Because when you fall into the routine, it just becomes so normal. We lose out of that experience. But there are certain things that they are a routine. We can't help it. We daven every day. Once a day, twice a day, three times a day. Chazal warn us. They tell us, Al ta'as tfilas chakeva. Don't make it a routine. It's hard. It's a struggle. It's a challenge. How the davening should be special. He said the same words this morning by Shachris. How am I going to make it different by Mincha? But we need to work on it. Kiyum HaMitzvos. What do we say in Kriyat Shema? Vayu advarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavecha hayom. Chazal say, look at the mitzvos as something brand new, as if today you got the mitzvah. Because when something new happens, ooh, it's a new mitzvah. So I get excited, I get into it. And our challenge is to look at the mitzvahs each day as if there's something new. Not that I did this yesterday, I did this last week, and I did this the week before. But each day. And then this Talmud Torah. Do you remember what you were feeling when school first started back in Elul? As a teacher, I can tell you the excitement on the face of the students. First day classes, everybody's in class, except when you're getting lost, unsure what a chita and a saura is, and whatever it is. But everybody's in class. That new notebook, and the pencil case with the 42 different colored pencils. And you're so excited to learn. Even though you're still jet lagged and you still haven't slept, but you're excited. It's so great to see that. We fall into a routine. And sometimes when we fall into that routine, that excitement dissipates. It's not quite the same that it was. So in order to renew that excitement, we sometimes have to have a bein hazman, a bit of a break. I saw on your faces when you came back after Pesach vacation, some of you said, how is Yantav? He says, great. But it's good to be back. I missed being here. And I think it's true for many of you. Truth is, I also missed being here. Yeah, it's good to have a break. But now that we're back here, and we miss being here, how do we fight the danger of routine? There's an excitement to be back for Kayitzma. But how long is it going to last? How do we make it last? How do we take that Talmud Torah, Vagisa bo yomam v'layla? It's morning, it's afternoon, it's night Seder. They don't even give you a break here on Sundays. No Shabbos Sheni Shel Golios here in Eretz Yisrael. So how do you keep up that excitement? So one way is to recognize what kind of opportunity we have here. We have an opportunity to study Torah, to learn things. This idea that I thought about for months, maybe for longer than high school before, get looking forward towards the seminary experience. So now you're experiencing it. Pasuk says, "Hoich called tzame l'chula mayim, ein mayim al Torah." But we have to be tzame. You have to be thirsty. It's a hot day. You're dripping sweat, and someone offers you ice cold water, a drink. You say, you want to drink it to the last drop. When you really want something, when you're really thirsting for knowledge. So it doesn't matter that you finished one cup, I want a second cup, I want a third cup. I want to quench my thirst, and my thirst doesn't end. Moshe Feinstein's wife used to say about her husband, he's like an alcoholic. Like a real, real alcoholic. A real alcoholic never gets enough alcohol. He'll take any alcohol he can get. She says, my husband's like that with Torah. No matter how much Torah you give him, he needs more, he needs more, even more. He's like an alcoholic for Torah. Rav Lichtenstein, so if you remind me, it's his yahrzeit tonight. Lichtenstein was once asked, he says, why does he spend all this, why does he learn? Why does he learn Torah? He responded to the person, why do you breathe? Why you breathe? That's why I learn. So we may not be at that level, but we need to be thirsty. Story that I may have told you. Chaim Shmulevitz, in his youth, went to visit his uncle, who was Rosh Yeshiva of Nevardok. And he visited his uncle, and he asked his uncle, he says, he walks into the Beis Medrash, and he asked his uncle, who's the best guy in yeshiva? And he points to this one, he says, ah, this guy, he's the biggest masmid. And this guy, he's the biggest lambda. And this guy, he's the biggest baki. And this guy, he's the biggest bal chesed. And he went around. So after he mentioned a whole bunch of guys, he said to him, but feta, but uncle, which one's the best guy? He says, oh, the best guy. And he points to somebody who he hadn't mentioned before. He says, what makes him the best guy? He's the mevakesh. He's the one who's always searching in whatever it is. His name is Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky, Stipler. That was the best guy, because he's always mevakesh. You have to be thirsty, you have to be mevakesh. Torah and tefillah and chesed and mitzvahs. You have to want it. And there's something else to keep in mind. There are 8 weeks left. But there are only 8 weeks left. You think you have so much time in the world, so I'll start next week, or the week after, or the week after. But if you think there's no time left, you say, ah, well, it doesn't even pay. So you have to realize that there are 8 weeks, but there are only 8 weeks. And you have to take advantage. We're in the period of Sfira Saomer. And as you say, we count the days. But not only do you have to count the days, you have to make sure that the days count. Every day is crucial. From now till 8 weeks from now, which is banquet, there's so much that you can accomplish. You could really, really work on it, but you have to be thirsty. You have to make it count. I know there are a lot of important interruptions to the learning schedule. Important interruptions. A lot of special days. A lot of special commemorations. And that's all part of the seminary experience. It's all part of being part of Am Yisrael. And having a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. But you can't let it ruin our learning. You have to want to be at night Seder. And I know I'm preaching to the choir over here, because you guys are here. But you can take advantage of this. Or you cannot. You can take advantage of Chavrusa learning. Or you can just sit in Shmuz. You can go to class. You can sleep late. Teacher's here. You go. Teacher's not here. You could also something to learn. You have to take a look at these next 8 weeks and make them count to the extent that when banquet is over, you go to the Kotel, Rabbi Katz gives his final speech, you're getting ready, come back to the dorm, you're getting ready to pack up, you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, I did good these 8 weeks. I ended off with a tremendous spiritual growth. I made sure my routine wasn't a routine. Parshas Balosra says about Aaron HaKohen was commanded to light the menorah. So the pasuk says that he did kasher tziva. He did as he was told. Melamed Shaloshina, says Rashi. Teacher asked that he didn't deviate. Does it mean he didn't deviate? So I think many years ago I heard from Chal Rosenzweig. He says, Aaron HaKohen came to light the menorah the first day. You know what it was like to light the menorah the first day? It was all excited. And the second day. And the third day. But what happened after 30 years of lighting the menorah? Melamed Shaloshina. He had that same excitement. Every day. that excitement that you had in Elul, the excitement that you had when you came back here last week, don't lose it. Hold on to it and use it. And Be'ezus Hashem, this year is going to be, as we said to you at the beginning, the most amazing year. And these 8 weeks are going to be the most amazing 8 weeks.